Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, as we've been doing the last weeks, we're going to read from the book of Genesis. And I think it's very important to take the book of Genesis slowly and to see what God intended when he created us and when he created all of the earth. What he intended, what he said about us. And look how far we've strayed. We've made ourselves into small g, but we've made ourselves into gods who will determine our own future and go our own way and change anything we want to change to suit ourselves. Are we tampering with the human being as God created it? Are we saying, God, we don't like what you created? We're going to make it over into our image and likeness to the way we want? What does that sound like? It sounds like idolatry to me. Oh, it might be couched in all different kinds of terms, but it's idolatry. God, I don't like the way I am. I will recreate myself. Brothers and sisters, pray for those who are misled. Pray for those who are confused. Don't attack them. Pray for them. Pray that God may touch their hearts. Let's take a look at this first reading. Again, Genesis, this time chapter 6, 5 to 8, and then chapter 7, verses 1 to 5, and verse 10. When the Lord saw how great was man's wickedness on earth, and how no desire that his heart conceived was ever anything but evil. That's true. He regretted that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was grieved. So the Lord said, I will wipe out from the earth the men whom I have created, and not only the men, but also the beasts and the creeping things and the birds of the air. I am sorry that I made them. But Noah found favor with the Lord. He was a righteous man. And so the Lord said to Noah, go into the ark, you and all your household. For you alone in this age have I found to be truly just. Of every clean animal, take with you 7 pairs, a male and its mate. And of the unclean animals, 1 pair, a male and its mate. Likewise, of every clean bird of the air, 7 pairs, a male and a female, and of all the unclean birds, 1 pair, a male and a female. Thus you will keep their issue alive over all the earth. 7 days from now I will bring rain down on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and so I will wipe out from the surface of the earth every moving creature that I have created. Noah did just as the Lord had commanded him. And as soon as the 7 days were over, the waters of the flood came upon the earth. God had to do something as we were destroying ourselves. Some days I wonder if he doesn't need to do it again. Psalm 29, the Lord will bless his people with peace. If we turn to the Lord, he will bless us. If we turn to the Lord and follow his will, he will bless us. If we choose his way over our way, he will bless us. If we choose to be kind and generous instead of selfish, he will bless us. If we choose to be generous rather than greedy, he will bless us. If we choose to serve rather than to hate, he will bless us. He wants to bless us. Question is, will we accept his terms and his way? If we don't, death, even eternal death, is almost inevitable. But if we choose him individually, personally, choose him, he will save us forever. The Lord will bless his people with peace. His people, not the ones in name only. Not the ones who just appear on all the right occasions, but those who really seek to love him and serve him. No matter how many times we fall or sin, those who seek to love him and serve him will be blessed. the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verses 14 to 21. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod," because leaven is what causes something to rise, and what would rise would not be good if it was the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod, which was the level of hypocrisy, terrible hypocrisy on the part of the Pharisees, and just downright evil. Pride, arrogance on the part of Herod. Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. They just didn't get it at all. Oh my gosh, we forgot the bread. He's upset with us. Something about leaven. They just don't get it. They don't know God well enough yet. They do want to follow him, but they make the stupidest mistakes, and they ask, in certain ways, the most stupid questions. And yet it would behoove us to ask some of those questions, even if they seem stupid. We don't even ask. We just ignore. No, God, I'll go my own way. I'll do my own thing. These are my values. Whatever my values are, the most important anyway. I'll just go my way. So our evil is actually worse than what's described here in the scripture. And it has enormous consequences. So it says here, when Jesus became aware of their confusion, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend?" I mean, Jesus had been talking to them and talking to them. He said, "Don't you understand? Are your hearts hardened?" They could be. In other words, you can't hear the truth because you've already made some decisions about your life that are contrary to God's law, and you're living out of them. It hardens your heart. "Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? Do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" And they answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" And they answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand who I am and what I'm giving you?" You know, so many people say, and I've heard it, and there have been times some years ago when I thought this way, "My goodness, it would have been easier if I had lived in the time of Jesus. Then I wouldn't have so much trouble. I wouldn't have to have so much faith." Actually, these people needed faith maybe even more that they weren't open to, because they could see flesh and blood in front of them, and they were being told, "This is the Son of God." And they saw this multiplication of loaves and fishes, but because they couldn't comprehend that God had become flesh, they couldn't make those connections. And so they don't know how there was so much bread, but somebody must have, what did they say at one point? They said, maybe somebody brought extra to feed 5,000. Do you see how bewildered they were and confused they were? And they just couldn't look at the facts and say, "Dear God, you are the Son of God. You are the Savior of the world. Jesus," and bow down before him. And Jesus is trying to guide them through this by saying, to bring them to that place, "Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened?" Ask these questions of yourself now as you're listening to this. This is not just for the disciples, but for us. Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see? Ears and not hear? Do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up? And they answered him, 12. I mean, they knew that. And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up? And they answered him, 7. And he said to them, "Do you still not understand?" you have to connect the dots. They never even imagined that God would appear among them. They were waiting for the great Messiah who was to come. They were waiting for someone who'd come with his armies and destroy their enemies. Someone who would take care of everything for them and make them safe, give them land, give them a home. That's what they were waiting for. And Jesus comes. And he didn't come the way they expected, and they did not recognize him. And that's true in our lives. Jesus can come to us in many ways through many of the circumstances in our lives. Jesus can come. And we can miss him because we don't expect him. Brothers and sisters, you want to open your heart. God is right now, right here, in your midst. God is speaking to you, even through this scripture. And he's saying, are you going to put your trust in me? Are you going to decide for me? Are you truly going to become my disciple? Do you acknowledge that you are my son or my daughter? That I am seeking to draw you closer to me that I may bring you safely home to the Father? Do I live out of that paradigm? Do I live out of that frame? Because it's the true one. It's the true one. And it says here, which I think must have been so hard for Jesus, when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up? And they answered him, 7. In other words, the people they couldn't eat anymore. They had eaten so much, and they had probably packed a lot away to take home. And still, they were able to pick up, and 7 baskets. These were huge baskets. And Jesus says, do you still not understand? I often wonder, did the light begin to dawn right there? Did they say, could it be that this is the Messiah? Could it be that this is the one we have prayed for centuries? He doesn't come like I expected him to come. Could it be? Brothers and sisters, Jesus comes to you right now. Jesus speaks to you. And he says, do you believe that I am the one sent by the Father to save you and to bring you home? Attach your life to that of Jesus. Follow him wherever he goes. Do whatever he asks, because he has only your best interests at heart. He wants to lead you safely home. And brothers and sisters, spend time in Eucharistic adoration. He will help you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789. Faith More Precious Than Gold. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.